بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحسن المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد السبب القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزل المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسقط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله وصلاته وطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات صلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات البركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله جل وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن ساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهد أن لا إله إلا الله شهد أن محمدا رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله صلوات طيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات البركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله. Yeah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. Previously we had discussed the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Haq, the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Haq al-Mubin. Allah is the truth that is most manifest. That the person who has eyes of the heart, he will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything around him. In the food, we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In his home, we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ Within himself, he will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see the beauty of Allah. You see the workings of Allah. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala operates everything in the universe, in the world, within his body, his eye. You make shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And when he will see everything, and in everything he will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then humility will come into him. But Allah is controlling everything. I am not the executioner. I am not the one that calls the final shots. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the car also. The person drives a very smart car, a youngster. He drives a very smart car. So he thinks that he is fast. He is hot. The car is hot, not him. The car is fast, not him. Minus him and the car, then his MD-11 is walking now. The car is fast. But he feels now that he is somebody, that he is something, but he is nothing. Allah is everything. So the car also is only borrowed money. The Thani Rahmatullah Ali said, whatever you have is borrowed to you from Allah. Imagine now you hire a car, but you are showing off. It's a hired car. But you are showing off with the car. Few days time the car will be gone. So the life is borrowed, the clothes is borrowed, the beauty is borrowed, the car is borrowed, everything is borrowed. So this insan is living on borrowed time also. It's only just one speck that is passing through this universe, through this world. Just one speck only, one piece of dust. So he's to achieve the highest accolade, وَأَنَا عَبْدُكَ, I'm the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the reality, this is haqq. This is the reality and this is the truth. So he will make the effort of attaining Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that Allah is the haqq, so to understand that who I am, that I am nothing. So how can if I have pride also? Whether my home, whether my car, this my also is borrowed to me by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That this one day, this all will leave me. So everything is borrowed. The only thing that is mine is what I spend in the path of Allah, what I have eaten, what I have worn, what I have sent ahead. That is mine, and whether I invested it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and above all of this, what is mine? Allah is mine. Allah is mine. That is why in Salah we say Subhana, we say Rabbana. Oh, our Rabb, say Subhana Rabbi. The parody belongs to my Rabb. Allah made Salah very personal. Very personal. Subhana Rabbi Al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi Al-A'la. Rabbi means my Rabb. So Allah is reminding you that I am yours. I am yours, you become mine. Allah waliyu alladhina amanu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the friend of those that have iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extended his hands of friendship already. Hakim Sahib Rahimullah will say, Allah has extended his hand of friendship already. I want to be your friend. I want to be your friend. It's up to you whether you're going to hold my hand or not. Allah will not abandon anyone until he does so much of sin and so much of guna and doesn't want to make tawbah. Then khatamullahu ala qulubihim. And Allah Ta'ala puts a seal. Doesn't want to make tawbah. Person makes guna today and he makes tawbah today, he finishes over. Now it's a fresh day altogether. Start again and obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-haq, the truth. And in the season also, then they say, what is the truth? Everyone is in one direction. What is the right direction? What is the truthful direction to go? That is why every day we're looking for the truth. Whether we read the Quran Sharif, the month of Rajab has begun already. The month of Rajab has begun, the sacred months. Now is time already to prepare for Ramadan. Not when Ramadan starts. And the easiest way, the most effective way to begin the preparation of Ramadan is Quran Sharif Tilawat. That is haqq, complete haqq that emanated from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Now is the time you'll find that Hafizul Quran already is a pressure. Tarawih is going to start soon. He's counting days, Rajab, Shaban, Ramadan is going to start. Already from now, those that will endeavor and start their Quran tilawat recitation and pick up little bit, already you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the light stronger, has made the tongues lighter, has made the tongues lighter to recite Quran Sharif. Therefore the person makes himmat a little bit, and you'll find his tongue will start moving already. Because it's already come to the season of Quran Sharif. Like how the season over here, already the preparation started now, 2-3 months before, not more than that. So already Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, Allahum barik lana fi Rajab. It was barakat, barakat in iman, taqwa, amal, Quran Sharif, tilawat. Ya Allah, I want the barakat of Quran Sharif, now's the time to start it. Don't look right, don't look left, it's only my Quran Sharif. Only my Quran Sharif, only my Quran Sharif, I start one way. Start with how much I can read, how much I can read, how Allah will open the tongue, Allah will open the heart. And then we'll find Ramadan will start, now that will be a Ramadan. I already started 2 months before. My Quran Sharif tilawat. And now we'll find the month of Ramadan, now it's just easy, I'm just enjoying myself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to leave my Quran Sharif, I just want to read Quran day and night. Even we cut down our wazifas also now. The tasbihat, so much I'm reading, 300 durush, you know, this istighfar. Now I'm reading Quran Sharif, Quran Sharif. Then the time in between, I get my time, driving my car, then I read my durush Sharif, istighfar, third kalima. Yes, time for our zikr daily, 100 times la ilaha illallah, 100 times Allah, that is specified. But besides that, only my Quran Sharif. Every time I get a chance of opening Quran Sharif, whether on the phone, whether I got in the car, just look at Quran and speak to Allah, speak to Allah. Quran Sharif means that I'm speaking to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I'm speaking to who? The one that is haqq. The more I'm going to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more the haqq will come into my heart. Then I can understand things and realize things in its reality. Then I'll understand what is Rajab about, what is Sha'ban about. Then Ramadan subhanallah. Then the winds of Jannah are blowing already. The doors of Jannah are open. The doors of Jahannam are closed. Then see the experience of the month of Ramadan. How a person is going to enjoy the month of Ramadan now. Now there is no burden. I'm just enjoying it. Hazrat says, Rabu barakatuhu, that the love of Allah becomes so shadeed. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا شَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ Those that have iman, they have intense love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It is so intense his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat says, that I can't help but wake up for tahajjud. I just want to wake up. I just want to open Quran Sharif. My nafil namaz also, whatever surah I read, I want to read all of them. Roza, I'm just enjoying keeping Roza now. And it's a burden to wake up so long the Roza is going to be. I'm just enjoying my Roza also. And then there's no complaint. This is true fun. Zakim Sahib Rahimullah would say, what is true fun? Allah didn't know. Allah knows that insan also have fun in this world. Allah Ta'ala made insan. Allah Ta'ala knows also he likes to have fun. And Allah Ta'ala says, there is some fun in dunya also. Mal hayat dunya illa lahu wa la'ib. Allah Ta'ala says, dunya is only entertainment and play. Allah Ta'ala made it entertainment and play. And he knows insan is attracted to it. He wants to do these things. So Allah Ta'ala hasn't given solution. Allah Ta'ala said, December you have to go for holiday, no fun, no entertainment. December you have to go, it's farz. Hatmun lazibu. That now it's farz, you have to go. If you don't go, getting left behind. The wife will say, only we sitting at home. Children say, only we sitting at home. Very good. Hadith Sharif say, only a sa'aka baituk. But your house is sufficient for you. You don't have to go out. Amsik alayka lisanak. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, in one hadith he said, that amsik alayka lisanak, that control your tongue. I'm sick, put some reins on it. Don't say anything, keep quiet. And then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, keep quiet, because in the house when there's too much familiarity, then things are happening. He says, now keep the house. Wal yasa'ka baytuk, let your house be enough and vast enough for you also. And control your tongue. Wal yabki ala khati'atik, and cry over your gunas and sins. Don't tell the wife, you're doing this wrong, and you're doing that wrong. Also, whatever you have for holiday. No, now, cry over your gunas and your sins. Let the house suffice you. Allah knows insan also have fun. But we Allah Ta'ala kept the fun of insan. That effort has to be made to taste it. That way, nobody wants mujahada. You want a quick fix. And you want damage control quickly, sort it out. But to turn to Allah, Ya Allah, you make it happen. Ya Allah, you do it. Without the holiday, we'll have holiday also. Without the holiday, we'll have holiday also. فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً হাকিজ আব্রাহিমুল্লাহ মেক তরজমা মানে আমিল সালিহ মিন যাকারিন আও উনসা ওকে দিস আয়াত দ্য পারসন হু ডাজ গুড ডিডস সালিহান নাকারা ইভেন আ স্মল গুড ডিড ওয়া হুয়া মুমিন মিন যাকারিন আও উনসা বি আ মেল অর ফিমেল ওয়া হুয়া মুমিন হি হাজ ঈমান এন্ড হি হাজ ট্রাস্ট ইন আল্লাহ তাবারক ওয়া তাআলা ইন দা ওয়াদা ওয়া আইদ ফা আল্লাহ ইয়াল ইয়াকিন হিজ কনভিকশন ইন দা প্রমিসেস অফ আল্লাহ দা ওয়ার্নিংস অফ আল্লাহ Allah is saying, the agent is not saying, holiday agent is not saying, booking agent is not saying, Allah is saying, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ Those who know Arabic, they can understand how much of emphasis in this word. How much of emphasis? فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ Allah is saying, we will definitely give you a life of bliss and enjoyment. We will give you a life of bliss and enjoyment. Who is saying Allah Rabbul Izzah? Who created all entertainment and attractions. عَمِلَ صَالِحًا Do good amal with iman. Allah said, I will give you such enjoyment, no one will taste it. You won't need all the things of dunya to enjoy yourself. In the things of dunya also, Allah says, he is enjoying himself in dunya, and then when they come back, they say, we need a holiday. Yeah, we just spent so much already on a holiday. Yeah, we're more tired now. And before coming also, so much of stress now, so much of laundry. And the maid is at home also. Now who's going to do all the work? Just stress upon stress. And then after 2 weeks holiday, Hazrat says, even the husband gets ghabrat now. He gets ghabrat also, only seeing money coming out from the account, nothing coming in. To get back to the shop now, back to work. Here everything is going out only. Whereas the Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is only coming in. Allah is doing a thing to your account. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Then you have to taste it. And Allah says, I will give it to you. Without going out anywhere, I will give it to you. The coffee you will have at home will be a simple cup, but the enjoyment will be ajeeb, what you will enjoy. Hakim Sahib Rahimullah will say, sitting in the company of Sha'ab Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Alayh. See, the way he should read Quran Sharif, what a voice, what a tune, what a lehja. The way he would move from side to side, talking to Allah, this ayat and that ayat. And sometimes he would say, he couldn't control, he would say, ah, Allah, Allah. As he said, Hazrat, what happened? He said, I can't control that love. That love is so much, living in the jungle, eating dry roti and dar. And what enjoyment in not the entertainment of dunya, the entertainment in the gardens of Jannat. Halqas of ta'aleem, sitting there. Today we sit and if we don't feel inclined, we can understand already how bimar I am, how sick I am. Aircon is on right now, I can feel the coolness of my skin. Put it off, you feel hot. So the body is working 100%, alhamdulillah. But if the aircon is on and I'm feeling hot, then something is not right. Go check the hakim right now. But the body is imbalanced. But if I'm feeling the coolness, and I'm feeling the heat also, then the body is working. Hazrat say, when it comes to a thermometer of iman, is already broken and gone. I'm sitting right now in a hotel, there's only masiyat and sin, haram and zina and sharab and everything. I say, what a hotel. Oh, what a breakfast spread it was. You didn't feel the heat of guna. Allah's masiyat, Allah's command is being broken right now. You're sitting there in a place, no parda, no hijab, behayai, and all the gunas of dunya are taking place. Say, what a holiday we had. What a mixing of people undressed also. What a holiday. See, where is the iman? Where is the iman of that mu'min right now? Where did it go to? What happened to his mind? This is iman. This is iman that we got to check within our hearts. That I'm going for the holiday right now. Such a place where Allah's command is being broken. Sitting in the plane, 300 passengers, everybody involved in haram right now. Everybody involved in the haram right now, I don't feel the pain of it. Our Kabir, subhanAllah, they taught us practically. Abbas Padre Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, the Amir of Europe, that time when he was coming from Europe to South Africa, he just fell asleep about an hour in the plane. And he says, because of 1 hour, I missed my Quran khatam by 5 paras. Only Quran Sharif. Our Kabir, when they went into environments like that, because they had to go, Quran came out. You can't take this masjid, you can't take this nafarman, you can't take the break of Allah's command. This obedience, you can't take it. Ya Allah, I mustn't get caught in it also. When you're doing gush one time in Makkah, Mukarramah, when Faru Makki sat, and there was a program, they invited him to give one of the hotels. And I still remember, he said, if you go to that hotel, there's a shopping mall there. He said, yes, there's a program there, Dawood there. He said, I don't put a foot in that hotel. Because there's a shopping mall. Itna guna. Allah ki na farmani, itna zyada mujhe dar lag raha. He says, there's so much of Allah's na farmani, disobedience taking place in the hotel, I'm scared to put a foot in there. I said, why has it? He says, I'm afraid maybe one thunderbolt will come and destroy the entire hotel. So much of intermingling, and so much of music, and so much of behayai. He said, I'm afraid to go in there. He says, we'll take the outside lift. He says, take it. So to the outside lift. I remember him standing in the lift, and he cringed himself and making sakhrullah. Didn't even look upwards. He just got out of the lift, he went into that room, he conducted the program, he said, let's get out of here right now. Can't handle it. And myself, we go there to relax. We just been shopping, we have some coffee a little bit, relax over there, and it's cool and calm. Hadith Sharif says, Abu Ghadul Bilad, the worst of places where the fire is blazing right now is the marketplaces. What do we say? We're going to chill. We're going to chill this nice environment. Relax over here with all the haram taking place. I can feel the coolness of the aircon. I can feel the heat of the sun. But the heat of disobedience of Allah, the heart can't feel. So how am I going to enjoy the Quran tilawat? Enjoy my tasbihat? Enjoy the dhikr of Allah? I just want to be in isolation by Allah. Sit alone, talk to my Allah, make dua, make my faces cry. Present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make piyar with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is the moment a person enjoys himself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially in this period of time. But the whole dunya now has abandoned the commands of Allah. Muslims also. Kafir, they already gone. And what they are planning, what was disobedience. Hadith say, Qudsi is mentioned more or less, that every day the earth calls out to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah give us permission, we'll crack open and suck this insan inside. Look at the amount of guna he's doing. Then the sky say, Allah permit us, we will also crack asunder and we fall upon him and destroy him. Then the oceans call out, yeah, Allah give us permission, we'll create a tsunami and drown insan. Allah said, I made insan. He's beloved to me. Maybe he'll make tawbah today. He'll come back today. But insan is planning how to break the command of Allah. On this date now, we're going to break the command of Allah. On this date now, we're going on certain airline, now all the movies are there, now we're going to enjoy 8 hours of disobedience to Allah tabarak. We're planning the disobedience of Allah. We're booking a certain holiday resort now to break the command of Allah willfully and enjoyably also. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding where insan is going right now. That instead of having the haqq in our life, it's totally opposite. The entire life has become a lie. I am a lie, I am a fake, I am a deceit, my life also is the same. As I mentioned one time also, taqwa ka libas aur cheez hai aur taqwa aur cheez hai. Libas ut taqwa. And wearing the garb of the pious, says the garb of the pious is one thing and piety is something else. Why are you taking out the topi and vaping? No, doesn't make it jaiz. Make it less sin. I took off my topi. So I can vape now in public. Inna lillah. Then Nabi of Allah says, what are you doing to my libas? What are you doing to my sunnah? Sharam kar, have some sharam and haya at least. And once you open the avenue to the masturat, once an avenue is open to the masturat, then it's impossible to close it. Already is open, already experienced it, we like it, we want to go again. You want to have coffee there, tell her you can't have it, not possible. But she can tell you, you mustn't go there. Then you can't go. But tell her, no, sorry, you can't. No, we went before, what's the problem? Now you're becoming biased now. You already opened the door. But this is, you know, eat out, no problem. Put one tent outside. Go in the back garden. Take one dastarkhan. No problem. I bring it home. We'll have it at home. You don't have to wear your parda also. You can relax, enjoy yourself. Allah says, I'll give you enjoyment in that. Why you have to go in public? What's the reason to go in public? That we have to sit in public to enjoy yourself. You should feel ashamed. Many people are seeing me, I'm eating, and how they're eating also. This we do within our homes. But the whole culture, that is why they say, what is difficult, but in vogue, in a rawaj, even though it be difficult, but it's in vogue, becomes easy. And what's easy but not in vogue becomes difficult. That's how insan is. All are doing this even though it's difficult, but everybody is doing it. So it becomes easy for us to do it also. And what is easy to do? What is easy? The easiest thing is sunnat. Ajmal, ashal, akmal. Sunnat is ajmal. The most beautiful thing in the universe is sunnat. Akmal, the most perfect thing. And ashal, the easiest thing, but difficult to do. That we can't do. Eat with the fingers, easy. Can't do it. Eat fork and knife. Now environment changed, so now we become like that also. Eat on the table and chair. Environment changed. Sunnat is a perfect way. A most beloved to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Most beautiful way. Cost effective, doesn't cost much. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was offered. We'll give you the kingdom and make you a Nabi. Oh, a Nabi and no affluence. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam chose a latter. I prefer one day eating, making shukr, one day starving and making sabr. Why he chose that? When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam chose the highest level, like a king, they could imagine his home, his convenience, his food, his comfort, and that will be the sunnat standard. The poor ummati will say, I can't follow sunnat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam chose the latter for the poorest ummati to the qiyamat. Even you can follow me. Even you can follow me. The rich one and the poor one has no excuse to say the sunnat is so difficult. The sunnat is the easiest. So what is the haqq? What is the reality? Especially now when everything is so unclear, which way to go, what to do. That is why the entire year there should be ta'lim in the home. Reminders in the home. Ramadan is coming now. The Rajab has started now. How to mourn our hearts in a correct manner. Now is the time to take our time, sit with our Quran Sharif, encourage the family. And what enjoyment Allah tabarak ta'ala will give without being all you see the kuffar are giving us to do right now. And enjoyment really is short-lived. When we come back, we're more tired. We're more tired and so much money got wasted. Just got wasted. And nothing really. And no benefit. Nothing for akhirat, nothing really for dunya. Allah ta'ala give us understanding that we make the effort to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is haqq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the truth. When the heart will be linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then our lives will become a true life after that. Otherwise the life will become lahu wa la'ib. Entertainment and play. Entertainment and play. And we can see it's happening. Every week we have to play that sport. Every week we have to play that sport. We have to do it. Qiyamah day hisab will be taken. How did you spend your wealth? How did you spend your time? How did you spend your time? In ghaflat, layani, utilities, just in sport, just in way, whiling your way, your life away like that, they will be questioned. Allah will question you. What did you do with it? That is why the time and the life Allah has given to be invested in the deen of Allah. But you always get this question, but you have to relax a little bit. Yes, Allah knows you have to relax also. Allah has given a tarteeb when to relax, how to relax, what to relax in, where you get relaxation, where you get itminan. Allah has given us all these avenues. But because the heart is diseased, the heart is diseased, and as I mentioned, one person had acute diabetes. So they checked him into the hospital. Checked him into the hospital and giving him the best treatment. But the sugars are coming down. Sugars are coming down. From general ward to high care, finally they had to put him into the ICU. Whatever treatment we're giving him, the best medication, is just not working. Like it's not true that we're giving him anything. Finally they moved him now to ICU and they're cleaning his bed and they remove the pillowcase, all chocolate wrappers inside. Chocolate wrappers inside. What is supposed to enjoy the medication is taking the poison. So a person now, the medication is there, but he wants the poison. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Hazrat will say, our deen is so beautiful. It's so beautiful, it's like the chest of gold in there. But there's a snake sitting on the top. The snake won't benefit, won't allow anybody else to benefit. See, we should not become the snake on Islam. It is such a beautiful deen. But now I go to the kuffar avenues, And they don't see the beauty, and I don't take benefit also. And what happens? We see generally in what happens in December, that all Muslims are there. Now a fight broke out. Firearms are drawn. This is a sporting game, etc. Kuffaro said, look at these Muslims. Look at them. This is Islam. We don't want to be Muslims like this. He's not benefiting himself from Islam. And he's deterrent to others. Allah will give us to understand. This one point comes to mind in regards to this period of time also. Many boys are still in madrasa in Darul Uloom, and the whole family are going on holiday. They phone home or they find out, hey, everybody is gone, I'm sitting in class. Subhanallah, I remember Abu Madrasa days, Abu Shaykh al-Hadith, Ramah Barakatuh, who would walk in class every Sunday morning, who would have class. And with a big smile he used to come, says, this is the best day of the week, Sunday. Puri dunya so rahi hai, par hum jaag rahe hai. Hadith par rahe hai. See, the entire dunya is sleeping and we are awake reading Hadith Sharif. We are in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his court right now. Say, kya maza hai? What enjoyment this is? This is enjoyment. Not going now, but the hotel breakfast also. Hey, what a breakfast. How much you going to eat? How much you going to eat? And that after you finish it now, now you know, still on banana also. Put it in the burqa, put it in the pocket somewhere. All these tricks now. And that who will go late. Go late for that breakfast now, so you put us to supper. Hey, buddy, you're a pauper, what are you? Like Allah can't feed you. Buddy, you sit at home and enjoy yourself. All these tricks now insan wants to do. He says, this is our life. Sitting in a class, reading Hadith Sharif, reading Tafsir. You see me maza hai. This is what we are really enjoying right now. This is really enjoyment. When those that will taste it will enjoy it. Allah Ta'ala give us the taste, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're discussing the Kitab of Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. Evil glances, a love of his, the harms and the cures. And you can find the season right now. Everywhere, evil glances, evil glances. And many a father doesn't even understand. Many fathers and mothers don't understand. They don't realize. They are now 40, 50. They don't realize that 14-year-old child of ours is making badnazi already. But we're going to take him already. We're going to take him already also. Parents don't realize it. You see, now he's still small. But when you were 14 years old, you were small that time. Said, no, I was operator. So now what do you think? What do you think about the 14-year-old? The girl and the boy. But complacency, no, nothing is fine. Take them home also, take them here. When I say don't take them, but you're going to make effort before that. He's got the challenges also. 14-year-old, 15-year-old, he has a challenge. She also has the challenges. So it's easy for them also. But parents don't even, we have to go for the holiday. So you're going to drag them along also. Drag them along because we need to have a honeymoon now. We need a break, so we take them also. What devastation and detrimental to the iman and the taqwa. Whatever news is being opened up to them, the same thing is going to carry on for generations after them. So the badness, evil glances, and the love of his, the harms and the cures. So as the Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, the cure for love of his, if due to ill fortune of evil glances, one becomes involved in illicit love of his, one will have to adhere to the following additional factors. This also, when you talk about zina, you talk about love affairs, the person thinks now, but I think it is Bob, what are you talking to her? There's also zina. Zina of the fingers is tapping and sending messages to her, looking at her. There's also zina of the eyes, zina of the hands, zina of the tongue to speak to her. All this is zina. And this, all this will lead to the real zina. We discussed this many times before, that when a person abuses his senses, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَسْنَعُونَ Allah is all aware of what you are doing. بِدِحَرِيكِ الْأَعْبَارِ Allah knows how your limbs are going to move after you abuse your senses. Once you abuse your senses, your eyes, your tongue, your hands, then it moves on to now abusing your limbs. First is the senses, then is the limbs. Then finally a person lands into zina. It must happen. This is tartib of shaitan. This is how he will do it. And gradually he'll make you feel you are fine, nothing will happen to you. You are safe. So Hazrat says now, number one, completely cut off all relations with the lover. That is speaking to her, looking at her, corresponding with her, sitting near her, or meeting her sometimes. Cut it off completely. And you tell the youngster, cut it off completely, already he's in depression. Already in depression, like now his life is over. So as a youngster, if you do all of this, what will happen? If you do all of this, cut off contact, give your cell phone away, give your father the cell phone, cut off, no speaking, nothing. What will happen? The answer can't come out. I say, I want you to give me the answer. What will happen? What will happen? Nothing. Did nothing happen? Alhamdulillah. Nothing happened. What are you afraid of? Nothing. Because you love to do nothing also. But I should be doing nothing. You know, I'm very busy doing nothing right now. Don't trouble me. As men, we love that nothing box. The very big box in the mind. We just want to crawl in there and sit there. Please, I'm very busy doing nothing. Don't disturb me. Nothing will happen. Alhamdulillah. Allah has said nothing happened. Better you go and sleep. You get sawab now for your sleeping will become ibadah because you know the guna. Go and sleep away. Go and sleep away. Do nothing. Alhamdulillah. But shaitan makes you feel that if I want to give it up, my life is over. Nobody died. Alhamdulillah, nobody died. Nothing will happen. You got to remind yourself, nothing will happen. What will happen is Allah will love you. Allah will love you. Just give it up for the sake of Allah. I give in the cell phone, I cut off the contact, there's nothing left. Immediately Allah says, Ata'ibu Habibullah. He made Tawbah is my beloved. Immediately, waiting now, okay, I give it up. And now I have to become a real buzruk. Allah to love me. No, no, no. You just make Tawbah immediately. You just tell the father, I'm sorry. Finish is over. Tell the mother, maaf karna. Already supper is ready. Already supper is ready. You say to Allah, I'm sorry. Allah says, right, open the doors now. Start giving him. Whatever he wants, he made Tawbah now. Immediately, this is the love relationship. Already Allah says, he's my beloved, he made Tawbah. He gave it up. Now you shall move in the right direction. So nothing will happen. Stop all such actions to the extent that even if someone else mentions her, prevent him from doing so. Don't even want to hear about her also. Don't even think about her also. She's a stranger to me. I owe her nothing. Sometimes the boy gets so involved with the girl also, he feels I'm committed to her. She's ghayr mahram to you. She's haram to you. You owe her nothing. I'll break her heart. Allah, you'll find Allah in broken hearts. She'll find Allah, inshallah. She'll shout you, she'll tell you a bad thing, but she'll find Allah. And this boy now was real bad news for me. And you see, they say, no, say Allah now. Allah will come in the heart. So don't even mention her name, don't even talk about her. Stay so far away from the lover that meeting her becomes impossible. In fact, even by mistake, there must remain no possibility of your gaze falling on her. In short, all relations should be completely severed. What will happen? Now you see Allah. Now you see the tajalli and the nur of Allah coming into the heart. Here's a battle will rage. But who must win? Allah must win. You will slip up now and then, but then again carry on moving, carry on moving, carry on moving. And finally Allah Ta'ala will make the fista decision to pull you. Test will come, but carry on moving. Allah will make the decision finally. He wants me and he will get me. There is a danger of the lover approaching, then quarrel with her intentionally, so that she loses all hope of friendship with you. There's now a person really in a fix, she's coming towards you. They tell her some bad words also, that I made a mistake with you. I didn't see properly. Even in the daytime you're doing good. Tell her things like that. Even you hurt her feelings, you're doing for Allah. So quarrel with her and tell her like that also. You won't get guna and sin. For that you won't get guna and sin. But even fight with her also, that she says, you know, you're rubbish, you're bad news for me. No, why I got involved with you? I didn't realize you're such a bad person. Alhamdulillah, Allah shukr. To you I'm bad, to Allah I'm good. Even quarrel with her, tell her some bad things also. Number three, not intentionally think of her, nor enjoy the imaginations of the past. Very important. What happened in the past, his feelings, etc., delete the records completely. Sometimes we don't delete the record. Unfortunately, we speak about the past. Sometimes we want to impress the youngsters. You know where I came from? All these things we did already finish. You already came now. And such a people nagari, oh, you're being proud about it now. So don't even speak about it also. Delete the records, I don't want to hear about it completely. As I say, sometimes we don't delete the old records. Sometimes we had a fling with certain girls, school days, we had some numbers together, etc. But he didn't make toba from it. Now he's married, maybe a grandfather also, he's walking down the aisle supermarket and they're playing their numbers from the '70s. Now he's tapping the trolley. Hey, old number this is. He didn't make toba, he's still enjoying that haram. That time if you run out from there, ya Allah, that whole flood is gonna come again to my heart. And it happens, my dear brothers. The old number played again. Now that how shaitan will put, show that one number. Or he'll do next, he'll go to Facebook now. I wonder the class of 80s and 90s, I wonder now. Just want to see where is everybody right now. Knowing where they are, now you get displaced. Ya Allah, what happened? I got involved now. Then you see the status there, divorced. Oh, back in the market. Maybe I can do something. Maybe I can help out. And it's happening right now. Where they're getting involved. After 30 years marriage, 35 years marriage, now we had an eye. Didn't delete the old record. The kitab say, don't even think about it. This is fire of Jahannam, this. This is the heat of the fire of Jahannam. Don't go close. Don't intentionally think of her. No, enjoy the imaginations of the past. The mistrust of the heart is a major sin which ruins the heart. Its harm is more than evil glances also. But you trust your heart, now be alright. I just checked a little bit, but I trust myself. No, don't even trust your heart. The heart will just all of a sudden take you. As the King Sahib will say, Rahmatullah Alayh, don't ever regard the nafs to become a farishta. The nafs will never become an angel. It can act like one. And it can make you feel like, oh, mashallah, you are now, won't you get out? Nothing will take you away. Alhamdulillah. The nafs will make you feel like that. Until the heat of guna comes near. Then he says the snake that was in hibernation, now he pulled it out from its hole, he left it in the sun a little while, the midday sun came out, heated the snake, and when you came out to see it, now it's got its fangs for you. You came a little bit close to the guna and sin after years also, 30, 35 years. I thought, no, I'm safe from it. Now, me, I can just navigate about and check. Before you know it, the snake came out again. The snake came out again, who you thought was now safe. I can handle it. Nobody can. It's only the fadla. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. No one can make it tazkiyah and reform himself and purify himself without the fadl, the rahmat of Allah. So you can never think I'm safe. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهُ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَعُ. Number four, don't read love poems or novels. This will stir the emotions. I've seen completely from the cinema, television, the videos and all promiscuous pictures. Stay far from the environment of nudity and disobedience. Do not adapt the company of disobedient ones. Once you go in that environment, then you will feel loose and free again. Let me just give one more try. I don't know how to maneuver, then I'll make Tawbah. Nafs will say, no man, just do it one more time, then we can make Tawbah after that. We can make Tawbah after that. Few times will happen, then finally you say, you know what, who is making Tawbah? Let me just carry on. Number five, think about the unfaithfulness of the attractive people of this world. If someone has sacrificed 100,000 lives and much wealth in them, but if they become inclined to someone else, they stop looking at the previous lovers and sometimes they poison and destroy them in order to finish off the relationship. That's how dunya is. Nobody is loyal. And how many times do we find that she left him with somebody else? He left her with somebody else. She thought now he's doing a business trip, but he was doing monkey business. And at home, he's acting like a monkey also. You know, what's wrong with this person? But he got him caught. And must get caught. Must happen. Person must get caught. This is the usul and the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Finally, number six. If the beloved dies, then you dispatch him quickly to the graveyard. The beloved dies, then you dispatch him quickly to the graveyard. And if you die, then your beloved becomes disgusted with your corpse. If the beauty of one of the two diminishes, then the love disappears. This is a reality of fake love. Illicit love. That's what it is. Even our Shaykh al-Hadith will say, with how much in love the husband and the wife were. And he passes away tonight. The first one to phone the funeral service will be the wife. Please take him quickly. She will say, no, leave him one more night. I love him so much. Please. So one night with him. She said, please take him away. Where's the muhabbat and love now? How is it built for you also? This bed, he bought it also, but you can't keep him even 1 hour in the same bed. Please take him quickly. Janaza must be quickly also. This is the reality. This is the reality. Bury him quickly. How temporary is this love? So Hakim al-Ummat rahmatullahi alayhi, Tani rahmatullahi alayhi, has quoted a hadith in his kitab and he says, أَحْبِبْ مَنْ شِئْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مُفَارِقَ. Love whoever you like, for you will be separated from him. Separation must come. As it told us also, husband and wife live their life all together, but then too you can't give your heart. Heart is only for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Give love, give time, give respect. Husband and wife never separated, went everywhere together, slept together, ate together, traveled together, and passed away together also. But the reality is, oh husband, you're going to go in your qabr, I'm going in my qabr. We're not going together in the same grave. You will answer for yourself, I will answer for myself. The reality is, oh my husband, if you didn't give me deen, and I can't answer in my qabr, you in problem. Because it was your responsibility. Not just makan, khana, peena, or kapra. Wasn't just that you give me a house, you give me food and drink, and give me clothing. Deen also was your responsibility. You didn't make it. You took me holiday, but you didn't take me for deen halqa. He didn't take me in the bath of Allah. He didn't encourage me. He didn't bring it home also. He didn't bring it home also. So the husband will have to answer for his own. And if she can answer, then she will refer it to next qabr. Ask him. He never introduced me. He never spoke about it. I took him where I wanted to take him. He would have taken me to the right avenues. At least make the effort. At least speak about it. At least show me pyar and muhabbat and understanding and encourage me towards the correct direction. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshaAllah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 الله, 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 الله للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إن قلوبنا ونواصينا وجوارحنا بيدك لم تملكنا منها شيئا، فإذا فعلت ذلك بنا فكن أنت ولينا واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، الحمد لله رب العالمين.